Welcome. Today, let's come back to the breathing. And I've been reading that book, Breath, by James Nestor. In the beginning of the book, he starts with a quote, which was actually an inscription that was found dating to 500 BCE. It was from the Zhao dynasty, which was the longest lasting of ancient China's dynasties. And the inscription reads, quote, "In transporting the breath, the inhalation will be full. When it is full, it has big capacity. When it has big capacity, it can be extended. When it is extended, it can penetrate downward. When it penetrates downward, it will become calmly settled. When it is calmly settled, it will be strong and firm. When it's strong and firm, it will germinate. When it germinates, it will grow. When it grows, it will retreat upward. When it retreats upward, it will reach the top of the head. The secret power of providence moves above. The secret power of the earth over below. He who follows this will live. He who acts against this will die." That is a powerful quote. Lays it out pretty clearly that if you follow a life of deep breathing, you're in a good state. If you let life interrupt the fullness of your breaths, you're in trouble. And this is not some self-help dude from Ohio. This is ancient wisdom from China. To realize you have big capacity for greater loving, greater trusting, greater living, and all of it is due to greater breathing. I mean, you hear something like that and you're like, yeah, man, big capacity, gotta get in shape. Big capacity, gotta retool my business. Big capacity, gotta start cleaning out my garage. But no, the foundation for greater loving, greater trusting, greater living is greater breathing. James Nestor says breathing is a force, a medicine, a mechanism through which to gain an almost superhuman power. He speaks of an Indian doctor who lost several pounds by simply changing the way he inhaled. He speaks of another man who breathed in a rhythmic pattern to stimulate his immune system and destroyed E. coli in his system in a matter of minutes. He talks about women who put their cancers in remission, and monks who melt circles in the snow around their bare bodies, all with certain kinds of breathing. So yes, this is something I'm going to dive into in the next meditation journey. But for today, one thing I want to mention, when you hear this about breathing, it reminds us, healing is within us. We just have to activate the dormant forces and faculties. And there's a great quote. "The soul always knows what to do to heal itself. The challenge is to silence the mind." So take a moment to get more comfortable. Totally relax. And today, let's just breathe. Long, slow, deep, healing breaths. 4, 4, 7. Let's breathe together. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Just keep coming back to that count. 4, 4, 7. your attention wandered, inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Coming back to the moment. The soul always knows what to do to heal itself. The challenge is to silence the mind. When you hear this, it's a reminder, healing is within you. You just have to activate the dormant forces and faculties. You have big capacity for greater loving, greater trusting, greater living. But that starts with greater breathing. See you tomorrow. Peace.